This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masach Taksubais, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amar Beis. The Mishnah on Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph brought a machloikes between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Tanakama holds that an almana from Erusin or from the Suin, she could sell the estate of the husband without the reshufs of Bezdin. Now, Mina Erusin, she's selling it for her ksuba. From the Suin, she's selling the estate of the husband for the ksuba and the mezainis. So it doesn't matter if she sold it after Erusin, which is she's selling it for the ksuba, or let's say he died after the Nesuin, and she wants to be fed. So she wants, in other words, and if she's fed, she can't collect the ksuba yet. Irrespective of whether it's Erusin or Nesuin, the halacha is she could sell it without the Rishus of Bezin. That's the Tanakama Shita. Reb Shimon says no. From Nesuin, if she's doing it from Nesuin, so then she's selling it for Mezoinois, she could sell it Shaloi Bebezdin. Mina Erusin, she can only sell it Bebezdin. Why? Because Mina Erusin, she doesn't have Mezoinois. And if you don't have Mezoinois, you need the Rishus of Bezdin. So according to Reb Shimon, from Erusin, she cannot sell it without the Rishus of Bezdin. So only Mina Nesuin and not Mina Erusin. The Tanakama holds, even min ha'erusin, even if she's collecting just the ksuba. Reb Shimon says no, only if she's collecting mezainis. So Gemara says like this, Bishlam min ha'nesuin, I understand why she could sell it from nesuin. I understand the shita of Reb Shimon, mishum mezaine, because she's selling it for food. And we're not going to say, well, you need to ask the Rishufs of Bezdin because she has to eat. Elamina Erusin. But what's pshat in the Tanakama that a woman is allowed to sell the estate of the husband, Mina Erusin? My time, why does the Tanakama hold that she's allowed to sell it without the Rishufs of Bezdin? So a very interesting machlokes to say pshat in the Tanakama. Amar Ula said, Mishum China, because of Chain. The reason why we allow an almana min ha'erusin to sell the estate is because of chein. We want the woman to consider marriage favorably. We want women to find men charming. We want women to want to get married. And if a woman will not be able to collect unless she asks reshus, she's not going to consider marriage desirable. So in order to make marriage desirable for women, we therefore say that, according to the Tanakama, she could sell the ksuba shaloi bebezdin, meaning without the rishus of bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, a different reason. It's a man, when he marries his woman, he marries his wife, he doesn't want her to be disgraced in Bezin, meaning the husband wants her to be able to collect the ksuba without the reshus of Bezin. That's the pshat in the Tanakama, why even an almana min ha'erusin, who's not getting mezainos, is allowed to sell the husband's property to collect the ksuba, because the husband doesn't want her to have to be embarrassed. Ula says, it's we want to make marriage desirable by women, and Rabbi Yochanan says, because a person does not want his wife to be disgraced in Bezin. My benai, what would the nafkamina be between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan as to why a woman is allowed to sell the husband's property to collect her ksuba? Ika benai agrusha, nafkamina would be a woman who's divorced. Lamanda amar mishum china, if the reason why we allow a woman to sell land to collect her ksuba is we want the woman to find marriage desirous, grushanami boichin, a woman who's divorced, also we want to make sure that she looks at marriage with chin, that she looks at marriage favorably. So even a grusha would be allowed to sell the property of the husband to collect her ksuba. We still want her to look at marriage favorably. According to the one who holds that a person does not want his wife to be disgraced in Bezdin, and that's why she's allowed to sell his property, because he doesn't want to embarrass her, that would not apply by a grusha. Grusha la ichbale. By a grusha, he doesn't care. He doesn't care if she's disgraced. So a woman who's divorced would not be allowed to sell the property of the husband to collect the ksuba. So that's the machlokes between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Ula misham chein. Rabbi Yochanan, lefi shein adam roi shetesbaza ishtai bevezdin. By a grusha, Ula would say the grusha could sell, and Rabbi Yochanan would say the grusha cannot sell, because there's no svara of chein by a grusha. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah on the bottom of the page, a grusha loitimkar el bebezdin, a grusha could only sell in bezdin. A grusha has to ask rishos, which is a raya to Ula against Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam lamanda amar lefishin adam rishos shetes baza ishtay bebezdin. Here we're saying that a grusha has to ask rishos, and she cannot sell it without Bezdin's rishos. So that seems to indicate that it's not because of chein, but rather it's because lufi shein adam roitzah shetes baza ishtay bevezdin. And here we don't care. So bishlama lamanda amar lufi shein adam roitzah shetes baza ishtay bevezdin. Bishlama, according to the one who says a person doesn't want his wife to be embarrassed in bezdin. Bishlama, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is that in general a person doesn't want his wife to be embarrassed, but in this case he doesn't care if she's embarrassed, so in this case she won't be able to sell grusha la yichvala. He doesn't care about a grusha. Almanda amar mishum chinu, but according to Ula, that the reason why a woman is allowed to sell without the permission of bezdin is so that she looks at marriage favorably. Grusha nami boichein. So a grusha also needs to find favor with a grusha also needs to find favor. So therefore, she should be able to sell it. A grusha should be able to sell. Why does the Mishnah say later a grusha can only sell bebezdin? What about chein? Says the Gemara. This is all assuming that this goes according to this is all in the Shita of the Tanakama, that an Amana is allowed to sell Mina Erasin, either because of Chain or because of Ein Adam Roitza Shetes Baza Ishtay Bevezdin. This Machloikes is all of this Machloikes of why a Arusa is allowed to sell is only in the Tanakama. Reb Shimon holds an Arusa is not allowed to sell. Why? Because he doesn't buy either of these svaras. So says the Gemara, Hamani, who is the Tana of that Mishnah on the bottom of the page? Reb Shimon, who holds that an Arusa always has to ask the Rishus of the Bezin, which means Reb Shimon holds we don't care about Chain, and he also holds Lefi Shein Adam Roitza Shetes Baza Ishtay Bevezdin. Meaning, Reb Shimon, what's the question? The Mishnah said a grusha can't sell only with Rishus. So the Gemara asked that only works according to Rabbi Yochanan, that a person doesn't want his wife to be embarrassed. And a grusha, we don't care about him being her being embarrassed. So Rabbi Yochanan would agree that a grusha cannot sell. But what about Ula? Wouldn't Ula say a grusha could sell? Ula is saying pshat in the Tanakama, Says Gemara, yeah, the Ula was going to the Tanakama, but the Tana later is not the Tanakama. The Tana later is Reb Shimon, who says an Arusa has to ask with Rishus HaBezin. That means, why would that be? That means he doesn't hold of Chayn, and he doesn't hold of in other Mroitza Shetzis Baja Ishtai BeBezin. A person would want his wife to be embarrassed in Bezdin. And therefore, very good, a grusha loy timkar ela bebezdin, because he doesn't care if she's embarrassed, and he doesn't care about chayin. So Gemara says, "E Reb Shimon, if it's Reb Shimon, ha tani le'resha." But why would it be Reb Shimon? We already learned in the resha of our Mishnah on Tzadi Zaynam and Aleph, min ha'erasin loy timkar. Reb Shimon says that if she's a money from Erison, she can't sell unless with Rishus. So that means Reb Shimon already taught that if she wants her ksuba, she can't sell without asking Rishus. Which means he already is saying, we don't care about Chayin. When I don't care about in other Mroitzah Shetzis Baza Ishtar Bebezdin, what would the Chiddush of Grusha Loi Timkar Ela Bebezdin? We already know an Arusa Loi Timkar Ela Bebezdin. Says Gemara, no. Ma would the tema almana me erison do loy nafish chayin dida. I would think by an almana from erison, you know why she could only sell with bezin? We don't have to care so much about chayin because she was never really married to begin with. It's not like she's going to have a bad image of marriage because she never was married. She only had erison. So therefore, if she only had erison, so the svara of chayin is not significant. What does this mean? If any other woman saw this scenario, they would be like, okay, big deal. She has to ask the bezdin. It's not like she was married. Avagrusha de nafish chayin dida. But by grusha, there's a very big reason why we have to be concerned for chayin, because she was actually married. Emati by chayin, I would think she needs chayin. So Gemara says, no, we already taught that. Hanami tanina, we already learned that. Kosha ein la mezainos, because the end of the Mishnah says that Reb Shimon says that an arusa cannot sell because an arusa doesn't have mezainos, and then it adds any woman who doesn't have mezainos. What is that coming to include? Any woman who doesn't have mezainos. We already know an arusa who doesn't have mezainos cannot sell only bebezdin. What does it mean, any woman? Lav la'asuya grusha, isn't it coming to include a grusha? That a grusha also doesn't have mezainos and she can't sell. So he already, you're right, a grusha is a bigger chiddush, but he already taught grusha. Loi, no, that phrase is not teaching necessarily the classic case of grusha. Loi, no. When Reb Shimon said at the end of the Mishnah that any woman who doesn't have mezainos could only sell in bezdin, you know what kind of woman he's talking about? La'asuya megareshes ein megareshes. A woman who's divorced, but she's not divorced. What does it mean, she's divorced, but she's not divorced? The husband, let's say, threw a get to her, and we're not sure if it's closer to him or closer to her. So she's suffake megareshes. And kidrab zera, like Reb Zera taught, Amar Reb Zera, kol makom she'amru megareshes, v'ein megareshes, anytime the Chachamim spoke about a woman who's divorced but is not divorced, whenever there's a suffik gerushin, bal chayv b'mezonisa, the husband is chayv in the mezonis. So normally, if she is divorced but she's not divorced, the husband's chayv in the mezonis. And in this case, Reb Shimon says that what if the husband gave her a suffik get and he died? So then she doesn't get mezainos. And in that case, she can only sell up a bezdin. But we don't yet know that a woman who is a grusha can only sell up a bezdin. Let's see Rashi.
from Erisin. Deloy Velelashmi ina Deloy Timka Luxubasa Elaba Bezdin. It's not coming to teach that she can only sell her ksuba in Bezdin. Dahame Almana Shamin in La. That we already know from Almana. The chiddush of Megureshes and Megureshes is not to teach that she should not sell her ksuba only in Bezdin, that we learn out from Almana, but it's teaching me a chiddush agav orche, that a case of Megureshes and Megureshes, for example, if he threw a get, safek karev la, safek karev la, if it's safek closer to her, safek closer to him, in the Rishus Harabim, she does not get mezoinos from the Yisoyimim. Like Reb Zera says, that a bala is chayiv b'mezoinos b'chayav. But that's only when he's alive. Because if he's alive, she can't marry. But after he dies, he doesn't have to feed her. So therefore, the chiddush is for that case. But I don't yet know a full-fledged grusha. Tashma coming here. We're going to ask another shayla on the shita vula. Kishim she moicheres shalai bebesin kach yarsha yarshek subasa moicheres shalai bebesin. Just like a woman could sell her ksuba without bezdin, so her yarshim could sell the estate without asking the shusa bezdin. Just like a woman, this is again in the Tanakhama, who says that a arusa could sell to collect her ksuba, just like a woman, according to Tanakhama, could sell without the rishus abezin, so to her heirs could sell without the rishus abezin. Bishlam leman damer lefishin adam roisus shetisbazda ishtay. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says the reason why an arusa doesn't need rishus is because a person doesn't want his wife to be ashamed in bezin. So you could say, just like a person doesn't want his wife to be ashamed in bezin, he doesn't want his he does not want her heirs to be embarrassed in bezin. Just like he doesn't want the amana to be embarrassed, he also doesn't want the yarshim to be nisbaza. But according to the man the Amar of Chayin, that we want her to look at marriage favorably, if the reason why a woman has to ask the rishus of bezdin is because a woman does not have to ask the rishus of bezdin, is because we want her to look at marriage favorably, so yarshem aicheniko, what chin is there by the yarshem? The yarshem presumably are men. We don't have a sort of chin that we want men to look at marriage favorably. Says Gemara, Tergum Ula. Ula says you could explain it as follows. Kugan sheyirashata bita ayachosa. If let's say the daughter of the Amana or her sister inherited the ksuba, so there in that case, there is a svara of chin. We do want these women to look at marriage favorably. Zok the Mishnah. Okay, we just learned that a machlekes. Tanakama holds that Narusa could sell the husband's estate not only to get a ksuba. And Rav Shimon says no, only a nesua could sell the husband's estate to get food, but not an Arusa cannot sell to get her ksuba. Says the Gemara, Machra ksuba soy miktasa. If an almana sold her ksuba or part of the ksuba, mishkana ksuba soy miktasa. If let's say she made a mashkoin, she pledged her ksuba or some of it. Nasna ksuba sal achra miktasa, or she gave away the ksuba to someone else or part of it. Lay simkar sashar el bevezin. The rest can only be sold bebezin. Rashi explains, this is the shita Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that in order to sell, you can only sell mezoinos. And this woman, if she collected part of the ksuba, she doesn't have mezoinos. So therefore, since she collected part of the ksuba,
she doesn't have mezainos, and therefore she can only collect the rest. Bebezdin. The Chachamim say she could sell even 4 or 5 times. And sell the mezainos not in bezdin. So which really means he's arguing on two things. Number one, the Chacham says she could sell the ksuba in piecemeal. Meaning the Tanakama holds like Reb Shimon. That one, and therefore, since the Tanakama holds like Reb Shimon, and if you sell a little bit, then you don't get mezonos anymore. Mamelo, you can't sell the rest of the ksuba, only with Rishus. The Chachamim say she could continuously sell the ksuba piece by piece because she doesn't need rishus to sell the ksuba, and when she does sell the ksuba, she doesn't lose the mezainos. V'chayseves, we had this earlier in the Gemara, and when she sells the husband's estate, she should write l'mezainos macharti, I sold it for my sustenance. Ugrusha le timka al bezin. Ugrusha could only sell in bezin. That's what we had discussed earlier. Says the Gemara Mas Nisin Mani. Who does the Mishnah go like? Reb Shimon. He goes like Reb Shimon. The Tanya. We learned in a brisa. Machra ksubasa. If she sold her ksuba, Mishnah ksubasa. She gave the ksuba as a mashkin. She pledged asa ksubasa apoytiki la'acher. Or if she made the ksuba, apoytiki. Apoytiki is basically Poi tehe kai. It's a Greek word, and it's a way of designating a piece of a field for a debt. So she's designating the ksuba as a way to for someone else who's owed money to collect the debt. In all these cases, ein la mezainos. She doesn't have mezainos. That if she sells her whole ksuba, she doesn't have mezainos. But if she sells part of the ksuba, she would have mezainos. Reb Shimon Omer, afal pishle machra, v'loy mishka ksuba sal machtisa. Even if she didn't sell or mashkan her whole ksuba, only part of it, ibda ksubasa. So Reb Shimon Shita is that if she sells even a little bit of the ksuba, she loses her mezainos. That's the Shita, the Tanakama. Rakti Gemara. That means Reb Shimon holds that part that we don't say part of money is money. Lememra, should we say Reb Shimon Savar? Reb Shimon holds the loyam. We don't say miksas kesef kechala kesef. Partial money is like all the money. Rabbanan Savri, Amrino miksas kesef kechala kesef. And the Rabbanan say, well, you say partial money is like all the money. What does this mean? The Pasuk says, Kesef Yishkal Kamayar Habasulais. Kesef Yishkal. Kesef Yishkal. According to the Chachamim, which is Shitas Rameir, if the lady collected part of the ksuba, she still owed the ksuba. The Tanakama holds that if she collects part of the ksuba, that's not like collecting all the ksuba. So she still owed the ksuba. And therefore she still gets mezainos. So the Tanakama holds partial money is not money. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, even if she collected part of the ksuba, it's like she collected the whole ksuba. It's because Rabbanan hold, Amrina miksas kasuv kachal kasuv. We do say partial money is like all the money. But we know in general, we by a similar machlokes of a similar theme, they say the opposite. Ha'ibcha shaminan lahu. We have inferred the opposite. The Tani we learned in a braisa, v'hu isha vivsuleha. And he, a woman in her besulim. So the Reb Meir holds prat lebagar shekal besaleh.
This is excluding a Baigaras, whose Besulim, her signs of being a Besula, have ceased, have ended. Why? Because her Eisai Makaim got rubbed out. It's so to speak, until then there was a thickness, and now it got, so to speak, it's not as thick, so it's her Besulim have been removed to some extent, and Reb Meir holds a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Baigaras because she's not a full Baigaras. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Machshim Baigaras. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon hold the Kohen Gadol could marry a Baigaras.
One is Isser, one is Mammon. I mean, what's the domain here?
The dimyon is, what's Reb Meir Shita? Reb Meir holds, partial Besulim is not full Besulim. And Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon say, partial Besulim is Besulim. So why here does Reb Shimon say, yeah, Maman Meisra La Yalfinan. But here it's the same, it's one Nakuda, is part of something like the whole thing. By Besulim, Reb Meir holds partial Besulim is not like the whole thing. And Reb Elazar and Shimon say partial something is like the whole thing. And when it comes to the payment of a ksuba, Reb Shimon says if it was partially paid, it's like it was all paid. Reb Shimon says partial is like the whole thing. And Reb Meir says, no, partial is not like the whole thing. It seems to be one common perspective. Is part of something like it's there? If you have part of something, is it like it's there? By Besulim, Reb Meir says, it's not there. Reb Lez and Reb Shimon say, partial is there. And when it comes to collecting a ksuba, Reb Shimon says, partial is like you collected the Hoksuba. And the Rabbanan say, no, it's not like. Well, if it's not like, then if the Rabbanan hold again, what does Reb Shimon hold by Hoksuba? Partial money is like the whole money. So if she got collected part of the ksuba, it's like she collected the whole ksuba. The Rabbanan say, miksas kesef kakala kesef. What does that mean? According to the Chachamim, according to a mayor, collecting part of the ksuba, I think we have to look at it the other way. It's really the opposite. It's by ksuba, Reb Shimon holds that since if she's owed part of the ksuba, it's not like she's owed the ksuba, and therefore she doesn't get mezainis. Reb Meir holds if she's owed part of the ksuba, it's like she's owed the whole thing. So why over here Reb Meir holds partial Besulim is not like Besulim. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon say partial Besulim is like Besulim. So the Gemara says that you can't bring a raya from there. Why not? Hasam Bekroi Pligi. There they argue about Hadadarshim Sukkim. Namely, Reb Meir, so Reb Meir holds the word Besula Afilu Mikses Besulim. Reb Meir is holds really partial is like the whole thing. When it says something, it's even partial. But then it says bisuleha. It says longer. Bisuleha, her besulim. which means you dafka need everything. Adi iku kulu basum, you need entire basulam. But then it says bivsuleha, in her basulam. So what do we learn from there? Bekedarka in shalai kedarka lai. If she had natural relations, then she can't marry a kohen gadol. If she didn't have natural relations, she can't. So the extra bees says it has to be natural. But the starting point is even partial. And bisuleha is entirely. Rebbe Lezer of Shimon Savri, bisula shlema mashma. Rebbe Lezer of Shimon said the word bisula is mashma, totally a bisula. Bisuleha, the extra longer version, afilo miksas bisul, is even partial. Bibsuleha, so the extra word bibsashu, ko bisulin kayamim. That teaches the entire basulim have to be present. Bein b'kedarka, bein shalai kedarka. Whether it was, whether it's not intact because it was usual, or whether it was broken because unusual, so then she would be pasul to a kohen gadol. But the bottom line is, they don't argue about philosophically as part of something the whole thing. They just argue about how to read a pasuk, and therefore it's not relevant to the machlokes of whether a woman who collects a partial ksuba is like having collected the whole ksuba. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here, and hopefully we could do another time this week. Tzadi chesam alaf. Okay, shkoyach everyone. Be matzliach. Have a good night. Feel good. Hatzlach Rabbah.
Thank
you, Tav. Be matzliach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.